I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game. Changes coming to the home of the Chicago Cubs. Are they refurbishing Wrigley or wrecking it? But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The sounds of brackets busting was heard far and wide on Thursday night, but I know you had probably picked number 14 Harvard over number 3 New Mexico, right?
Yeah, certainly. Unfortunately, it was in a Jeopardy bracket and not in an NCAA tournament bracket. This is, you know, quite a moment for the scandal-plagued Harvard basketball program.
Indeed. Who remembers the scandal now?
They lost their co-captains to a cheating scandal. Yeah. They still overcame adversity to win their first-round game.
A number 16 seed has never beaten a number 1 seed in the men's tournament, but every year it seems like somebody comes close. Was Gonzaga suffering first-time number 1 jitters?
They were suffering from Southern University, who played them extraordinarily well and just ran out of players at the end. It's getting closer every year. Sooner or later it will happen.
On Wednesday, highly regarded Julius Randle, a 6'9 power forward from Plano, Texas, announced that he would play basketball for Kentucky next year. Why would somebody potentially this good want to play for a team that couldn't get out of the first round of the NIT?
That was tremendous, by the way, the Kentucky losing at Robert Morris. I was at the first four in Dayton, the first four games of the NCAA tournament, and the end of the Robert Morris Kentucky game happened to fit right in the window between the two games on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was in the press room was back in the snack room watching Kentucky try to play in this 3,000-seat gym. It was fabulous.
On the women's side, President Obama has picked Brittany Griner and Baylor to win the tournament again. Boy, he's
way
out on a limb with that
way
one.
Way out there without a saw, with a saw and no net. Absolutely. It's hard to argue with him, actually.
The Miami Heat are still streaking, having won 25 consecutive games. Do you agree with Lakers legend Jerry West that the Heat could, quote, easily surpass the Lakers' longstanding record of 33 wins in a row?
I don't know about easily, but they certainly could do it. They're good enough to do it. They're playing well enough to do it, and the schedule is wide open enough for them to do it.
The NHL General Managers meeting this week produced some tentative changes to the issues of visors, hybrid icing, and shrinking goalie pads, but the GMs did not make any moves to add a coach's challenge to the game. I guess that's okay, because hockey refs never get anything wrong anyway.
Absolutely not, but I think that in keeping with hockey tradition, specifically the tradition in Detroit, you know, in football, when the coach wants to challenge something, he pulls that little thing out of his hand, throws it on the field. Octopus.
Uh-huh. The coach in Detroit, anyway.
Anywhere. The coach should be made to throw an octopus on the ice.
Can you tell me what hybrid icing is? Is that when a Toyota skids across the parking lot?
That's exactly. It's when you only put one cube in your drink.
That's it. When the team from the Dominican Republic beat Puerto Rico to win the World Baseball Classic on Tuesday night, they took a cue from Little League. Are you among those who hope post-game handshakes and hugs will become part of Major League Baseball?
No, I'm sure that. I mean, this was a nice thing. The World Baseball Classic is, for all its, you know, inflated ego, really at a glorified exhibition. So a demonstration of good sportsmanship there is to be expected.
How can you call it just a glorified exhibition?
Well, it might not be. By the way, it might not be glorified.
When the winning team has a lucky plantain in their dugout.
Well, hopefully they ate it and it's not still there for whoever has to use the dugout next.
The NFL owners met this week and they changed some rules. Tell me a little bit about how football will be different when it returns in the fall.
Well, Tom Brady might have one fewer Super Bowl because they're getting rid of the tuck rule, which bailed the Patriots out in the snowy playoff game against Oakland back in 2001. They're also going to penalize running backs who use their head, use the crown.
You mean they can't think?
No. They can't use the helmet as a battering ram anymore, and this has sent people right up the wall.
Hmm. In other football news, I read recently that the Patriots are entitled to recoup a bonus they paid to Jonathan Finene because Mr. Finene didn't tell them he needed prescription drugs to deaden the pain in his knee enough for him to play. Wait a minute now. Shouldn't anybody employing NFL players assume that something like that would be the case?
This is a real mess. I think Jonathan Finene is going to get himself a lawyer and take the NFL Management Council to court. What the Patriots are saying is that Finene falsely concealed his dependency on prescription drugs in order to play effectively. Basically, they're not only saying he needed the drugs to play, they're implying that he was a drug addict at the same time. So I would not be surprised if Mr. Finene found himself a good lawyer.
This week, the NFL agreed to pay $42 million as part of a settlement with a group of retired players over the league's use of their images and names without their permission. Is this evidence that the National Football League is a kinder, gentler football league? New rules,
well,
some money for the old guys?
It's evidence that they'd rather settle a lawsuit they know they're going to lose. They also established an independent licensing agency, which is going to make sure players going forward get compensated for this. There was no chance of them ever winning this lawsuit, so the players get most of the money they deserve. nerve, and the NFL gets one more headache while it faces the mother of all class action lawsuits involving concussions down the road.
I'm happy to report that London's Olympic Stadium will not suffer the same fate as Montreal's Olympic Stadium or Beijing's Olympic Stadium or Olympic Stadium's future and past all over the place, at least not in the short term. Who's the new tenant?
West Ham, which I believe is a soccer team.
West Ham United.
Either that or a delicatessen. Aren't British Soccer League teams completely devoted to their old playing grounds? Won't this cause like or is Upton Park just a dump, basically?
They're devoted to their old playing grounds until they get a newer, better playing ground.
For free.
Very much like teams in America,
that's right.
As a matter of fact. Finally, Charlie, Bryce Harper of the Washington Nationals found out this week just how great it is to be a major leaguer, right?
Yeah, he's going to get free Chipotle burritos for a year. I'm not exactly sure why they decided to...
What if he has a bad year?
Apparently, they have a celebrity program where you become a celebrity, you get like free Chipotle burritos for life, or for a year, or however long.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland. I don't know why he didn't yell sports at that.
That was sports.
Yeah,
that was real sports. That
anyway,
was sports. No.
Thanks, Charlie.
Bye bye.
I love Chipotle. It's my favorite food. I love Chipotle. It's all I wanna do. Have a burrito, maybe three tacos, and throw it all in a bowl. I love Chipotle.